This is AgriPulse Drive Done for Thursday, February 26th, brought to you by CPDA, the Business Council for Agritechnology. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall today encouraging the House Agriculture Committee to approve a new farm bill, provide much needed certainty for America's farmers and ranchers.
It's real important. You know, they've made some good strides in the One Big Beautiful Bill, but we haven't finished it, and we need a full modernized farm bill so that we can bring certainty to rural America. We've left out some really important things like rural development, research, extension, other conservation programs. I mean, and we need to make sure that we continue to operate off of a full farm bill like we have in the past.
House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson and the committee intend to mark up a bill next week. Duvall says Senate Ag leaders need to pay attention and approve new policy.
I think they need to pay attention to what's going on in rural America and realize how crucial it is for us to have that modernized farm bill for our farmers to depend on. And if you just look at the state of the economy there, it should speak volumes to them about how critical it is to get a modernized farm bill passed.
Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman indicated to AgriPulse today that they intend to mark up legislation. You can read more about that at AgriPulse.com. Duvall says farmers are appreciative of the Bridge Assistance Program from the Trump administration, but the dollars aren't enough to help farmers survive until new reference prices kick in.
It is desperately needed because the work that they've done in the One Big Beautiful Bill on risk management tools and Title I won't come into effect until the end of this crop season. That's a long time between now and then, and our guys are struggling, going to struggle to get this crop in this spring, and it's going to be financially a strain on them. It is time for Congress to step up and give some more assistance to farmers to bridge that gap over to when that those One Big Beautiful Bill actions take into play.
So the bridge funds are helpful, but the bridge funds aren't adequate?
Yes, sir. We are very appreciative of what the Secretary and the President's done through USDA, and we'll never be able to express how much we appreciate that. But we also know that it falls short of really helping our farmers bridge that total gap, and we need some extra assistance to make that happen.
Here in San Antonio, the National Corn Growers Association have taken the lead on a coalition supporting the renewable USMCA. Duvall says the North American deal needs revisions but should stand.
USMCA has been vital and vitally important to American farmers and ranchers. Mexico and Canada are our two biggest trading partners, and it has been a good trade treaty for us. And our approach the first time when the Trump administration went through it, we urged them not to do any harm, and they did a really good job of not doing any harm to it. Do we have some issues with it? Yes, we do. But are they major, major issues that would stop us from supporting renewal of it? No, they wouldn't be. But we would like to have some work done on the seasonal dumping that's coming in from other countries on our vegetable farmers, and also our access to milk sales in Canada.
Finally, Duvall appreciates House Ag Chairman Thompson's work on farm labor reform. The issue is outside the Ag Committee's jurisdiction, but Duvall supports the effort.
The issue is in agriculture, and he's the chairman of the Ag Committee, and I think it's coming from the right direction. He had the task force last year that came across with some really good recommendations, and it's going to be put into a bill. And they're talking about dropping it. We've been working with them on it, and we're real excited to see him perform that leadership that have the opportunity to answer some very difficult issues that we have on a farm around our labor.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by CPDA. CPDA is the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Our members provide and distribute the adjuvants, inerts, and post-patent crop protection tools that farmers rely on. CPDA is working with EPA and Congress to cut the regulatory backlog so safe, reliable products reach the field faster. We're also advancing ESA compliance options like drifter reduction adjuvants that reduce no-spray buffers. Protecting the acre, growing the opportunity. Learn more at CPDA.com. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.